Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long and now Steve Geller. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steven, you first.
Guys, we're remembering a true legend today. Sam Mills' birthday. Died at the age of 44, and unfortunately too soon gone from this world due to cancer. Hell of a player for the New Orleans Saints, Carolina Panthers. Jersey guy, so have a connection there. Remember my pops always telling me about him as well. Graduated from Montclair State College, where he's still the all-time leader in career tackles over there. Tackles in a season, tackles in a game. Just wasn't really looked at as an elite prospect, though. We all know the story, just the size factor. It was too small to make it in the NFL at linebacker. When you see what he was able to accomplish in the league, truly a magnificent person on the field and off of it as well. Just a all-around great person, and remembering one of those vaunted legendary members of the Dome Patrol today in Sam Mills, who would have been 66 years old today.
Steve, I posted it this morning, and you would have liked him, dealing with him. I mean, he was a straightforward guy, a good dude in life, and he was a great player, but a better person.
Right.
And when you looked at him, okay, he's all of 5'8¼". I mean, you know, and you're like, okay, how could you play that well? But Jim Mora, I remember making the comment, he's the best football player I ever coached. Now, remember, Jim Mora coached Peyton Manning. That's really saying something. But, man, to say that about Sam, man, God bless him. He was one hell of a guy in life. And missing, taken away way too young. I agree with you.
Mike, and the Panthers still say keep pounding because of
him. Yep, say is, that's his deal, man. And he would have been a head coach one day.
Right.
When he was actually playing with the Saints, he had done a couple of second guest shows with us when we were doing out in Metairie, and I asked him what he was going to do after he retired, and he said, I really don't know, but I want to be a head coach. I want to control my destiny.
Just had it in him.
Yep, had it in him. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with the Super Regional matchups. They're set now after more action last night, which was, I mean, a couple other hosts got bounced as well. So we finished with 9 hosts moving on from regional rounds, only 7 non-hosts. So it's been a very weird split, almost 50-50, where typically it's about 2/3 of hosts get through. It's been very fun to follow. But we got the Louisville Regional, Louisville the 2-seed versus the 3-seed Miami, so that's an all-ACC matchup. And then we have a Corvallis Regional hosted by 8-seeded Oregon State, 9-seeded Florida State going up to Corvallis. Chapel Hill's Super Regional, UNC the 5-seed versus the 2-seed Arizona State from their regional that won one of those non-hosts. And then Auburn, the 4 overall seed Auburn versus the 13 overall seed Coastal Carolina. In Los Angeles, on the opposite side of the bracket, we got UCLA, the 15 overall seed. UTSA, who won the Austin Regional this past weekend, taking out number 2 overall seed Texas. And then we have the one four seed that made it in, guys, going to with Murray State going to Durham for the Duke regional, two non-hosts from the first weekend, but Duke still gets that host for the super regional round because they're the higher ranked team. One other thing before I continue here, with regional four seeds to make the super regional round, Murray State is now the third straight year of a four seed getting to the super regionals, joining Evansville from last year and Oral Roberts from 2023, guys. It hasn't happened very often, but just seeing the last 3 years and four of the last five, if you include South Florida from 2021, it's been pretty fun to see these four seeds having a lot of success in the NCAA baseball tournament. The Baton Rouge Super Regional, as we've kind of started to preview a little bit already here, LSU, the sixth overall seed in the tournament, versus West Virginia, the two seed from the Clemson Regional that won this past weekend. And then we have another matchup between two top 16 seeds with 14-seeded Tennessee and three-seeded Arkansas for the Fayetteville Super Regional, guys. So a lot of really fun matchups, a lot of conference matchups too. So should be a really fun weekend in college baseball.
Guys, this time of year, and I always tell this to Jay Johnson, hey, coach, you got to keep winning. And, you know, and he always laughs about it. He said, Mike, I get why you asking me that. I said, listen, coach, I'm not asking you to win every game. Just run this thing into June, and I mean well into June. It gives us really good content. The other thing in June is we start to get these football camps that happen. And Louisiana, and especially Nicholls State University, has become kind of the mecca for football camps across the United States, and where they have the Louisiana Line Camp, Manning Passing Academy, and also Dr. David Elias's pro football camp they have there. So those threes happen in June and into July. And Coach Rod, Don Rodrigue, let me know this morning that we got over 740 people that have signed up for the Louisiana Line Camp. That would be a record breaker for them, for 740. It's the oldest and largest line camp in America. We've had over 700, but never 740. But there's always people that decide, well, I don't want to come, or maybe there's an illness or family travel, that sort of thing. So if you would be interested to have your son or nephew or whatever participate, you can put your name down on a waiting list. You can go to LouisianaLineCamp.com. And again, already 700, over 740 young men have already registered for the Louisiana Line Camp. And Steve Geller and I will be there June 16th, that Monday night from 4 to 8 at Nicholls State University. And Geller, you got somebody over there that you know a little bit participating in that line camp.
Yes, sir. I got a camper taking part for year two there. He's looking forward to it already. Been doing some workouts, a lot of lifting over at Rummel. And young man's got himself a job now. So my guy's doing pretty well.
There you go. We'll be back with more sports talk. And thank you for listening to Bet365 Triple Option Feature.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.